USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is telling residents to get to higher ground as Hurricane Dorian moves past.
The danger right now is the rising storm surge of 4 to 7 feet and flash floods as the hurricane churns along the coast.
The Labor Department says 130,000 jobs were added in August. That's down from a July total of 159,000, which is short of what economists had predicted. Regarding the job numbers, Director of the National Economic Council under President Trump, Larry Kudlow, joins Fox Business and says,
I think underneath the hood, these job numbers were very powerful. We've seen a little softness in production, durable goods, and cap spending. Some sort. That happens along a cycle. You know, you go up and down.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/localalerts.
In what some consider a controversial move, tributes to some Confederate heroes are being taken down. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Highway signs honoring the president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, are being taken down in a northern Virginia county. In May, a state panel approved Arlington County's request to change the name of U.S. Route 1 from Jefferson Davis Highway to Richmond Highway. County workers are now beginning to swap out the signs at a cost of $17,000. The city of Alexandria made a similar change at the start of the year. The highway carried the Davis name since 1922.
Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson says he's considering multiple options to try and address a rash of gun violence and murders in the state.
But one thing I will tell you about the violent crime situation, something that's going on, it will not be one entity that fixes this. It'll be the federal, the state, and the local levels working together to try to come up with some sort of compromise to see what we can do on the streets.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A national poll finds how Americans feel about a growing form of technology. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the results.
When it comes to using facial recognition technology, most Americans trust law enforcement agencies to use the capability responsibly, but they don't have the same faith in social networks, technology companies, or advertisers. That's according to a new Pew Research Center survey. It finds a majority of Americans, 56%, say they do trust police to use those technologies responsibly, but notably smaller shares of the public say they trust technology companies at 36% or advertisers at 18% to use it responsibly. The survey was based on responses from nearly 4,300 U.S. adults. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The town of Biggs, California is using football season as a way to help a high school in San Bernardino County that was damaged by earthquakes this summer. Trona High School was temporarily closed down and the football field goalposts were knocked down by July's earthquakes. Biggs Superintendent Doug Kalin tells NBC News what their school is doing to help out.
We're going to sell raffle tickets in our next three home games to help them out. You know, this could carry over into the winter sports seasons and really just kind of be here for them the entire school year if we need to be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.